The Torah tells us, after talking about the depraved morality in Mitzrayim, that there's an Isser Deraisa for a person to return to Mitzrayim, and it's a Lav Min HaTorah. The Torah actually mentions it 3 times. And the question is, what is Taka the Pshat? That there were G'dayilim among the generations that did reside in Mitzrayim. How were they justified? L'chayra, why is this not a violation of the Isser of returning and living in Mitzrayim? So the first kulo that's brought down in the Rishayim is actually Rabbeinu Bechaye and others who say the following heter. They say that the Isser only applied in the times of the Torah. The Isser only applied before Sancheiriv came around, because in those days, in the earlier times, in the times of the Torah, the Mitzrayim were actually Mitzrayim. The people who resided in Mitzrayim were actually the Mitzrayim, and that is the society that the Torah was warning against. That they're very immoral, and they're very abhorrent, they're very lacking in modesty and lacking in tznius, and therefore the Torah doesn't want you associating in any shape or form with such a society. However, the Gemara does tell us in Sanhedrin that Bo Sancheiriv Bilbilus Umus, when Sancheiriv Melech Asher came around and conquered the world, he took all the nations and displaced them, and he made a whole chalant out of different societies of the world. And therefore, today we assume that the people who live in Mitzrayim are not really Mitzrayim. And since they are not the original Mitzrayim that the Torah warned against, the Isser is not in effect today. So that is the Chiddush of the Rabbeinu Bechaye, that the entire Isser of living in Mitzrayim is only when the Mitzrayim that the Torah was talking about are actually residing in Mitzrayim. However, after Sancheiriv came around and made a complete change in the populations of the world, and he made the people living in one place transplanted and living in another place, Mamelo, the Isser is no longer in effect. There's a big kasha, though, on this shita, and that is from a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara tells us about the beautiful community in Alexandria, in Mitzrayim, and the Gemara tells us about the beautiful shul that they had there. And the Gemara goes on to say that eventually they got destroyed. The community got destroyed. Now, why is that? Why did the community in Alexandria get destroyed? Says the Gemara, because they were nenash, because they were over on this Isser of returning to Mitzrayim and living in Mitzrayim. And since they lived in Mitzrayim, which is an Isser deraisa, they were punished and they got decimated. As I the Gemara in Sukkah. And the question therefore becomes, L'chayr, this was after there was Bilbil Sancheiriv. After Sancheiriv came around, L'chayr, there was no issue of living in Mitzrayim, according to Rabbeinu Bechaye, because there were no longer Mitzrayim residing there. Therefore, why were these people who lived in Alexandria, Nenash, why were they punished as a result of living in Mitzrayim? L'chayr, the Issa was no longer in effect, according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Bechaye. That's what the Achreinim asked, that this Gemara seems to contradict the Shita of Rabbeinu Bechaye, who holds that the Isser is no longer in effect because today the Mitzrayim are no longer living in Mitzrayim. So first of all, Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau holds that it's actually a Machlekes Asugyus. And the Gemara in Gittin has a different reason, Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara says a different reason as to why the community in Alexandria was destroyed. And the reason given over there is different than the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says because they lived in Mitzrayim and they were over on the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim. However, the Gemara in Gittin has a different reason. And the Gemara in Gittin says that the reason why they got destroyed is because they weren't Mis'abel on Yerushalayim. They weren't interested in Yerushalayim. They no longer cared about having a return to Yerushalayim. And because of this lack of chashivas for Yerushalayim, they weren't Mis'abel on Yerushalayim, that's why they were punished and they got destroyed. So what emerges is that according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, and in Echanami, the Gemara in Sukkah holds that they were over on the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim, but the Gemara in Gittin perhaps sides with Rabbeinu Bechaye, that the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim doesn't apply anymore, and therefore the only Isser that they were over was the Isser of not being Mis'abel on Yerushalayim. The Be'er Sheva has a different malach. The Be'er Sheva says a very interesting point. He says, this community in Alexandria perhaps entered Mitzrayim, returned to Mitzrayim before Sancheiriv came and was mevalbal the Umayis, before he displaced societies, and before the Mitzrayim were extracted from their home city. That's when they settled there, and that's when they were over the Isser. Now, you're right, subsequently, there was Bas Sancheiriv Bilbilu as Umayis, and now, when Alexandria continued to live there, there was no longer an Isser, but the Einish was because the community established itself before the Isser was removed, while the Isser was still in effect, and that's why they were Nenash, because when they returned, the Mitzrayim were, in fact, still living there, and that's why they were over on the Isser. So that's the two mahalchim as to why Rabbeinu Bechaye holds that the Isser of residing in Mitzrayim doesn't apply nowadays. L'chair, the Gemara seems to be mashma that it does apply. So we have two truism, either because it's machlekes in the sugyas, or because when they returned to Mitzrayim, the people of Alexandria, the Isser was still in effect, because at that time, it was still before Sancheiriv came and was mevalbal the Umayis. There's another tremendous chiddush, and that's the chiddush of the Urayim that holds that the Isser to return to Mitzrayim is only if you actually return the exact same way that Klal Yisrael went there from the olden times. That the exact same way that Klal Yisrael went from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael with the 42 Masois in the times of the Torah. If you return in the exact same way via those 42 Masois, that's the only time you're over on the Isser, because the Pasuk says, don't go back to Mitzrayim, b'derech hazeh. So the Yireim is medayik, b'derech hazeh is mashma, that only if you return in the exact same fashion are you over on the Isser, which is kamat yefshir. So also according to the Yireim, the Isser doesn't really apply nowadays, but again, this is a tremendous chiddush that most poskim and rishonim do not assume like. There's another shita, also a chiddush, and that's the shita of the Ritva. And the Ritva holds that the Isser is only in effect when Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is living al Adamasam, while they're there, then there's an Isser of going back to Mitzrayim and settling in Mitzrayim. However, Kol Zman, that Klal Yisrael is dispersed among the nations, they're in Golos, and they're not living predominantly in Eretz Yisrael, the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim is not in effect. Now, even though all of these Rishonim have tremendous qualifications to this Isser of living in Mitzrayim, and according to these Rishonim, nowadays this Isser doesn't really have any application, many Rishonim hold that these qualifications do not exist, and the Isser is in effect even today. And B'Roshim, we have the Shita of the Rambam, where the Rambam says that there's an Isser even today to return to Mitzrayim and to live there because of this Isser of returning to Mitzrayim that the Torah warns us of three times. Now, the Rambam himself brings the halacha that Bosancheiriv Bilbul as Umayis, that Chasancheiriv came and, you know, mixed around the different populations, and still the Rambam brings the Isser of living in Mitzrayim today. So the Rambam clearly felt that the Rabbeinu Bechaya was wrong, and that the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim and living in Mitzrayim has no shaykhis to the fact that the original Mitzrayim were residing there. Because even though he holds that there was Bilbul HaUmayis, he still holds that there's an Isser to return to the place. So obviously he holds that the Isser is connected to the actual location of living in Mitzrayim, and not necessarily to the society of the Mitzrayim. Akoponim, the Shita of the Rambam is that there's an Isser of living in Mitzrayim today. And the obvious question that one has to ask is, we know that the Rambam himself lived in Mitzrayim. The Rambam himself lived in Mitzrayim, and L'chaira, was he not in violation of this Isser, at least according to the Rambam's own Shita? So the first thing we have to point out is the Rambam himself says that if you merely visit, you're not over on Isser. So it turns out that everyone agrees that if you're only visiting Mitzrayim, there's no Isser. The question is that the Rambam didn't just visit. The Rambam actually lived there. And the question is, how is this not an Isser? So there is a fascinating chiddush from the Kafta of Aferach brings down that many places can dispute as to the authenticity of this testimony. But there is a testimony brought down in the Kafta of Aferach, from Bashtori Parchi, that the Rambam himself felt that he was over on the Isser. And when the Rambam used to sign documents with his name, he would say that I'm signing the Rambam who was over on three lavin every day. who was over on the three lavin of residing in Mitzrayim every single day. Now, there are paiskim, many paiskim that seem to reject this testimony and say that it doesn't make sense. The Rambam really felt that he was over on the Isurim on a lav every single day. The Rambam wouldn't have lived there. The Radvaz himself writes, the Radvaz also was a Sephardi Godel who lived in Mitzrayim, and the Radvaz writes that the Rambam lived there because he was Onos. He was the doctor of the Melech of Mitzrayim, and he was coerced into staying there. He didn't really have a choice, and that's why he felt that he had to stay there and he had to reside there because he didn't really have any option of fleeing. So that's number one. It could be the Rambam simply lived there because he didn't have a choice. He was stuck there. He probably was running away from, oppressors that caused him to have to run there in the first place. But once he was there, he was stuck there because he was a doctor of the king. And obviously they didn't want him to leave because he had a very important job that the Egyptian government were using him for. V'oid, the Radvaz writes, and this is probably the main limud schus on any one of the gdolim that lived there throughout the generations, and that is that if you're there for a particular purpose, let's say lulami Torah, or for parnosa, then if your intent is not to settle there, rather it's just to, to oif something, to accomplish something, and then go back to Eretz Yisrael or wherever you came from, there's no Isser. Because the Isser is only when you live there with the intent to settle there. But if there is no Kavona, there's no Das for a person living there to actually settle there and make his life permanent there, then there's no Isser of living in Mitzrayim. So perhaps this is the Pshat in the Rambam as well. That the Rambam just wanted to do what he had to do there and then get out. He, obviously had a specific reason why he came there, but if his das wasn't to go settle there and live the rest of his life there, then he wouldn't be over on the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim.